I'm Kimberly C. Paul. Today we talk with Barbara Bates Sardorik. Barbara is the founder of Lasting Matters. Today we learn about this valuable resource for planning for end of life. How do we become the architect of our own destiny? Throughout two decades of working with the dying, I think I've discovered the secrets to dying well in America. We must learn to build the pathways to our last chapter, to create the blueprints that reflects our individual lives and values. Knowledge is power, and if we desire a death that reflects our life, we must become the designer. Barbara, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I would really love to talk a little bit about how you got to where you are. You created this Lasting Matters website along with the organizer, which is how people can plan. But how did you get to this point?
Originally, I was trained as an estates and trusts paralegal years ago, and I was often sent to widows' homes on what I deemed a scavenger hunt for information for court inventory. And what I actually witnessed was sort of chaotic scenes with families trying to find important information and documents and fighting over possessions. And there was a lack of decision making in terms of whether mom wanted to be cremated or buried or what was going to happen to the family car, et cetera. And there were no directions previously given by the decedent to inform the families what they actually wanted to have done after they had passed away. And so I observed this, these families in sort of a chaotic turmoil in an emotionally charged time. Fast forward, I received a call from my brother 10 years ago to announce that my mother had died suddenly that morning. And I found myself, instead of observing other families in that sense of chaos during grief and just a wealth of emotion, I found myself actually inside that vacuum. And because we had never had conversations with my mother about what she would have wanted, what would happen to her possessions. And so it was just a daunting task of the mountains of tasks that somebody has to do after somebody passes away, and without having information readily available makes it that all the more difficult. Luckily, my brother and my father and I worked together to get things done, but I sort of, after that fact, I said to my father, look, I really don't want to experience this again. When you pass away, I want to know what you have. I want to know where it's located. I want to know your wishes and your intentions so that things can go smoothly and it'll be so much easier for us after you pass away. So I really actually started asking him questions, and then I started interviewing friends, and then ultimately hundreds of people, asking them what they wish they had known prior to somebody's death that would have saved them time or money or stress or family arguments. And I started to put together the Lasting Matters organizer and decided to actually publish it and create a website about planning, because it really is the greatest gift somebody can do, either give and receive. Like, I think it's the greatest gift I can give my own family, is all that information that is so individual, and we live very complex lives, and nobody else knows my passwords and where I want my ashes spread and what I want to happen to certain pieces of family jewelry, etc. And that, to put it all in one place, is going to help them when something happens to me. And it really, but it doesn't have to do with age. You know, none of us know when we're going to die.
Well, what's fascinating to me is that you've seen families go through this sort of chaotic, but only until you experienced were you aware that there was not a lot of resources out there. When did you develop, what year was this developed, the organizer as well as the website?
I launched both of them in May of 2014.
So only a couple of years. But So tell me, what does this organizer cover?
Basically, I call it the nuts and bolts of your life. It covers absolutely everything. It's 170 pages, which may seem daunting, but what I wanted to create was an organizer that anybody could find the place for them to put their information. In other words, if you don't have farm animals, or you don't have storage units, or you don't have land outside the United States, there are parts of the book of the organizer that won't apply to you. But it does have absolutely everything possible that if you have it, you can put it down in there and put down your wishes and your intentions. And it's a very practical and pragmatic. It's not morbid. Morose. I wanted it to be something that people just visited and revisited as life changes. Data changes, information, what you want, what you even have. Maybe you have a house at one point, and 5 years down the line, you've sold that house, so it's no longer part of your organizer. But the point is to get it done today, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you can revisit. And I tell people to do it in pencil, because then you can change it at any time.
So this organizer is not something you fill out and just store away in a lockbox. This is an organizer that you encourage people to pass it on to possibly those who are going to either make decisions, or children, or, So tell me, how do people access this organizer?
Well, you can either get it through the website, which is lastingmatters.com. It's in a printed form and also a downloadable a PDF form, or it's also sold on Amazon.
Now, this PDF form, can people go in there and electronically insert it, or are they going to have to print it to actually pencil it in?
What happens is that you download it onto your computer. It cannot leave your computer. So it's something that actually can't be shared, the PDF, but it is something that you would keep on your computer, and have it has fillable space. It doesn't have as much space per se as the organizer does, or if people want to add things. But it exactly mimics the printed copy of the organizer.
Now, do you encourage individuals to revisit this organizer once a year, once every couple of years, how often should someone review sort of this organizer?
Well, I think that there are probably two things. One, when you have a major event in your life, whether you have inherited assets, whether you have gotten married, whether you've purchased a home or something, something that's different, that's new, you should put that information in. But I think that, it's a great thing to look at every year when you're sitting down even to do your taxes. We do a great job planning for everything else in our lives, like the birth of a child or weddings or vacations or even retirement, but we don't do a really good job planning for what happens if we're incapacitated or we pass away suddenly. And so the important thing is try to get it done. Take some time to do. I understand that.
And you could do a little today. Let's take a break.
Yep.
A little tomorrow. This could be not just a sit down, fill it out completely, but it could take months to complete something like this.
It could. And the more complex your life is, the more your details matter. So everybody's lives are different in terms of what they own and what they have and what they wish. It's set up by chapters. There's six chapters, the first being immediate matters. I tell people the most important thing is if you can tackle immediate matters, those are the things that really matter after somebody passes away, i.e. whether you want to be cremated or buried, because I can honestly tell you I've heard horror stories where families have, buried mom, and then in looking through her desk drawers found a file saying that she actually wanted to be cremated and have her ashes spread in all these various special places, and you can't undo those decisions. So those important decisions are discussed in the first chapter, Immediate Matters, and that will be like the most helpful chapter for any family after somebody passes away.
What age would you recommend someone even starting to think about filling this out for themselves? I mean, is it a specific age, or what is your opinion about that? Especially with your experience with the estate and in the trust world, I'm sure you see a lot of things go on. So what would you recommend?
Well, I think it's sort of an ageless book. Regretfully, if you read obituaries, you will see people that pass away in their 20s and 30s, etc. So if you own things, if you have things that are important to you, if it's important to you about what happens, then you should definitely tackle it at an early age. Or if you have children or you've gotten married, I think that's sort of a good major life event where it's sort of the same time when people think about, well, I ought to get a will, I ought to have some documents, I ought to have a healthcare proxy and some advance directives. Doing this at the sort of the same time is, they sort of go hand in hand. But this really covers all the personal things that aren't covered by just getting your documents done, getting your estate plan in order. It's all the nitty gritty about your life that nobody else really knows.
Give me a couple examples of that.
Well, when somebody passes away and you have to actually write an obituary, I liken it to taking an AP history exam and never having taken the test or don't know where to find that information. You have to, when my mother passed away, we had to figure out what school she went to and what years and what organizations she was she was involved in, and it's all those details. It's just easier if you provide them than somebody isn't searching high and low for them. When I went to people's homes looking for information for the court inventory, I would spend sometimes weeks in people's attics and desk drawers and basements and file cabinets looking for information their spouse, their surviving spouse, really had no clue where anything was, where the key was, the safe deposit box. All of those things are really important, unfortunately, after you're gone and you aren't there to tell them. So this is a way to tell them before something happens to you.
I definitely agree. And I've seen the organized dinner. I think it's absolutely fascinating. Tell me, what are your goals with this organizer? I mean, it's coming from a personal experience. You don't want people to experience what you experience personally. You're trying to help them not leaf through thousands and thousands of paper. But what is the ultimate goal in your eyes, in your viewpoint of this organizer?
Well, the ultimate goal is to document information that nobody else knows, and to help those that are left behind to manage everything that it will take to tidy up and wrap up your life. We need to help ensure that, like, our next of kin are prepared and understand what we want should we become incapacitated or when we die. And Lasting Matters organizes, it ensures peace of mind and it eliminates the guesswork and helps people locate everything in one single place. My ultimate goal would be to have every single individual actually fill out an organizer, have an end-of-life plan, and so that they are totally organized to help their family when it will matter most. I'd love Lasting Matters to be recognized as a household name, as the best tool and guide possible for any adult to use at any time to organize and communicate their information and their wishes.
One of the things that struck me when I was looking at the organizer and looking at your website was one of the greatest gifts is information. And that information could be in this organizer and help with a lot of things moving forward after someone passes away. So let's tell our listeners where they can find your website. This workbook, it does cost something.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how do we find this workbook online, and what does it cost?
The Lasting Matters Organizer can be found at www.lastingmatters.com, and that's my website, and it's available in a printed copy for $29, and then there's the PDF format for $20, and or it can be purchased directly at Amazon, and it's the same price, it's $29. And you know, quite honestly, I can't even imagine what the legal bills were for me to spend hours and days at somebody's house looking for the same information that is so readily available if somebody actually puts it down. So you will definitely save your family a lot of money and time spent if you take the time to put all your information down for them so that they won't have to search for it.
And it's also a legacy. You know,
it's a legacy.
Yeah, if I had this of my grandmother, I mean, it would bring some really fondness if I knew certain things about her that possibly this organizer could encompass. I appreciate your time. I believe your organizer is unique compared to a lot of other things that I've seen out there. I highly encourage people to go to your website and check it out. And if this is a right fit, to download it, to order it, and encourage individuals to fill this out. It would be a great birthday present for your mom or dad, your grandmother or grandfather, because really, even though they're telling you a lot of this information, you're going to get to know them in a different way, that you're going to learn some of the things that they never probably would ever tell you if you didn't fill out an organizer like Lasting Matters. And so, Barb, I really want to thank you for your taking your personal experience and making a difference in how other people could possibly escape some of the busyness of looking for things and not knowing what an individual would want after someone passes away. So this is a valuable tool and resource. And I just thank you for helping me and everybody else kind of put our arms around this process and normalizing this whole death and dying conversation.
Well, thank you for inviting me to share my work with your audience. And I hope that everybody will take time to take some time and really put down in words what you want. And it has no age set. It's not for just people in their 80s. It's for anybody who is alive. If you're alive, you are regretfully eventually going to die, and somebody's going to want that information, and they're going to need that information. So it's the greatest gift you can give to somebody else, is that information all in one place.
I totally agree with you. Thank you so much for your time. And again, check out this Lasting Matters organizer. It could help you and your family just make a lot of things that could be difficult a little bit more simpler and organized. Barb, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember, you're the designer.